Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, it's the one and only Ronnie Karam in a matching green shirt. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi. We are having a very olive green shirt day.
Yeah, we are. Mine looks darker, but only because I don't have a lot of light on it. And look at you throwing a pillow back there.
Oh, I'm only one pillow on a chair. I'm what the heck? Okay, do the intro. I'm going to fix that.
Okay, you fix that. Ron is going to go take care of his pillows back there. We are here. It's Orange County Day. We love Orange County Day. So here's what you need to know about Watch What Crappens and the Watch What Crappens experience. So we have a Patreon, patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens, where you can actually do all sorts of fun things. Like you can listen to our bonus episodes. We do a bonus episode every single week. This week, we actually told stories of our youth and being young and in the business, and Ronnie's interactions with Robert Goulet and Sally Kellerman. And I talked about my interactions with Amy Sedaris and Diane Cannon, and there was some, I don't remember what my first story. Oh, what was my first story? Was it Diane Cannon? I don't know. But we
Conan
told really
stuff,
fun.
Uber yeah, Conan. Stuff.
We just told old stories about being young and coming up in Hollywood or just in the business in general. So that was actually a really, really fun and lovely bonus episode. Also, Crap is on Demand. You can watch us, not just listen. These videos are here on Patreon for a week before they go out to our YouTube. So that's the big, that's a surprisingly large pitch for Patreon. You'd think we'd never talk about it before. And don't forget that this Monday we have Crappy Hour. That's when we do a show on YouTube Live. It's also simulcast Instagram, where we talk about Bravo headlines and things like that. We have a lot of fun with it. If you've never watched it, it's usually the two of us. Sometimes we have a guest. In fact, one of our more recent guests is a lady who has been quite the topic on Real Housewives of Orange County, Kiki Monique, which is my way of saying, let's talk about some Orange County this episode. Ronnie, what did you think this? What did you think about this episode? This episode to me was like, it was like Rashomon, but it was like Rahashosimon. It was like Rosimon. It was Rhosimon. Because like the number of perspectives that start to come out and by the end of it, you're like, what is their truth?
Well, you know, we had already spoken before this a little bit because I started the day really upset. I mean, I came on to talk to Ben and we got on the phone and I was like, what the hell? I hate these kind of episodes where things just prove me wrong. You know, I'm a Virgo. I like to have my judgments correct. And last week, a couple of things happened. Last week, after the recap, because look, I remember saying in last week's recap, I don't understand Tamara's motivation. Why would she lie about this? But at the same, and I don't believe Katie, but at the same time, I don't believe Tamara either. But I hate not knowing what's going on. It makes me crazy. And then Tamara posted, because I wrote the description for last week in the episode notes. And I said something like, Tamara's evil plan failed. And then Tamara commented on our post on Instagram saying, what do you mean my evil plan failed? What the hell is that supposed to mean? What do I have to gain from this information or whatever? And I didn't respond. But because, of course, I was referring to you trying to turn everybody against Katie and it blew up in your face is what I meant in the description. Then I went on Two Judgy Girls to talk to Courtney, which you're going to go on this week as well. And we were talking about OC and we talked about it at length a really long time. And I hate being wrong on multiple episodes and not being able to figure out what's going on. It pissed me off. And then I watched this one and, you know, it made me mad, but here's why I'm mad, because I actually have to kind of apologize. Like, Tamara, I mean, you were right. So ultimately, right, I have to even apologize to Tamara. So I'm going to do it. I'm just going to suck it up. I was wrong. You were right. I still don't believe the way that you handled it was proper. And I still believe you're mostly an asshole on this show. But when you're right, you're right. And this time, you know what? You were right. So there. Okay. There.
I don't know. I actually loved it. You were frustrated by it, but I loved it. I loved that by the end of the episode, we discover that they're all lying. They're all covering up their own stories. They all are, they're all unreliable narrators. And I think that's actually a really fun and exciting space to be in. Normally you would say, if they're all lying, this is actually shitty because then we don't know what's true. But I think that's what's actually so funny. Like, I think as we discover, like, oh, actually, Gretchen may have said this, or she said something close to it, and then she's saying, no, I never said it, but then she does say it, and then Katie is like, well, I didn't say it, but now I did say it, but this is what I really said, and Jen's like, maybe I said it, maybe it didn't, and now Katie seems like she's going to turn on them. First of all,
they're all lying. They're all lying. Yeah, they're all lying. But I didn't see it coming that Gretchen and Slade had told everybody and then called to tell them to lie about it. You know, I mean, that was Unless Katie's lying about that. You know, because what was confusing me last week was, why would Gretchen, okay, if they have this whole thing and Katie did go tell Kiki Monique this stuff, then why wouldn't Gretchen be furious at Katie for telling Gretchen Monique, you know, for telling Kiki Monique? That was what was confusing. Like, if she did do it, and it seems like she probably did, then why isn't Gretchen mad if Gretchen said that? But then we find out this week the answer is because Gretchen and Slade thought that they had stopped it by telling Katie not to say anything.
Well, all three of them are dumb because they've all made this actually much more of a scandal than it actually is. Tamara ignited something. She knew she would ignite it. Because Gretchen should, if this is what happened, Gretchen should just be like, well, yeah, I told her that I was concerned that I had been drugged and I went to the hospital and I got some tests done. And I think that, like, Gretchen is like flinching now because she's afraid she's going to get sued or something like that. But like, it's so old and it's all hearsay and it's all so silly that, like, I don't know. And I don't think it's a big deal. And on top of that, the person who brought it up on camera was Tamara. It's not Gretchen. So like, I feel like the more that they are defensive and they change their stories, the more they're making it sound like this is a big scandal that someone should be to blame for and that someone should be angry about. And honestly, it's not. I think that Gretchen had a right to, if Gretchen said that, she had a right to say, I thought that Tamara roofied me.
No, because they took it even further and she said Tamara did roof. She said she did test positive for drugs. She went to the hospital and they tested her and she had drugs in her system. And then she denies that she said that. No, Gretchen said it.
No, Gretchen said that she went to the hospital. But she didn't. We saw her say that she went to the hospital, right? But it was Katie who said.
No, we see Gretchen lie because we see Gretchen say. Well, we'll get to it in the recap. It's in the notes. But we see where Gretchen says in the van, I did have to go to the hospital, and then, oh no, you're right. We didn't see Gretchen say they found drugs in my system. I don't know. We'll have to get to it.
By the way, how
it's
easy,
too confusing. It's too much.
But by the way, how easy it was for you to like miss that detail is how these things get like blown way out of proportion. Cause it's a human thing to do. Like you hear like 95% of the sentence and you fill in the last little gap there. And then
There's the added thing of you're trying to concentrate on what's happening because it's like watching the end of a mystery where everything, you're finding out the truth and everyone's stories start being told, right? So you're finding out the truth and you're trying to listen to what Gretchen is saying, but she's wearing the dumbest outfit I've ever seen in my life. And I'm trying to concentrate on what she's saying, but I'm concentrating on what she's physically saying with that outfit, that pink thing that she was wearing with the buckles and the Fox News hair. It was so crazy that it threw me off. And then I rewound it and I tried to listen again, but I couldn't stop staring at the dress. And I started thinking, who sells this? Where do you even buy this? Like, this is horrible. Like, what kind of baby Jane ass store is selling this thing in the first place? And then I start going into conspiracy theories about that. And it's like somebody making her dress like this. And why is she dressing like this? What's wrong with her? And then I start going into a spiral of like, how could I ever believe somebody that dressed like this? Like, has Gretchen been off the show long enough that I forget that she's also a fucking liar, you know? And also the biggest,
but Tamara's a liar too, because Tamara spent all last episode saying that she doesn't drink anymore and she's sober and you will never see me like this, and now, oh, by the way, I did have a Xanax and I had some drinks. It's like,
but to be fair, you're allowed to lie if you're an alcoholic. That's kind of part of
but they're all we have to forgive. they all shift their reality and their truths, and they lie all the time. And I actually think it's hilarious.
It was very funny.
It's hilarious the way they do it and are always clutching their pearls like, me? Well, I never said that. It's like, it was on camera. You guys are such idiots. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was great. I thought it was like a commentary on like postmodern storytelling or whatever. It just was so good.
Well, it was very funny. And two judgy girls call it, Courtney said that they call it loser on loser crime. Like, you can't let yourself get upset because it's loser on loser crime. I think that's such a great term. And it's so fitting for this show because I was really worked up and I pissed because the first episode of that came out already. And the next one doesn't come out, I think, until tomorrow. So it sucks. Or whenever, maybe today, because we're recording this a little bit early. So whenever this thing comes out, I'm already wrong. Everyone knows I'm wrong as they're listening, if that makes any sense. So it just sucks, yeah. You know, it just sucks for me, but it's also great for me as an audience member because what an episode. So let's get going. We just had Tamara run out of the restaurant screaming, "You'll never see my face again, bitches. Is somebody going to get me an Uber? Why do I have to get my own Uber?"
It's not normal. I am worried right now. Look how worried I am.
Did you see on Instagram? She put that it's been a long run. Peace out. I'm out. She had a story about Gretchen, and when Gretchen didn't believe us, she got mad.
Gretchen's like, I'm going to believe my friend who hasn't hurt me. Okay, that's who I'm going to believe.
Well, it was so clear that with, like, Kiki Monique, like, you weren't the one who said it. But, like, at the table, she went back on that and she was like, what if Gretchen did tell Katie this? Like, she drinks and she's, like, nasty. Like who can I, like, she's like, who can I poke, right?
And Heather's like, something turned it. I know. I saw it. I saw it all happen. And, of course, by something turned it, I mean turned Wendy Malick's face from normal to old and wretched. Is that what we're talking about? No.
I mean, I know she's going to therapy and, like, she's working on shit, but, like, you can't be a dick. You can't be a dick.
And Emily's like, yeah, you can. You can be a dick, but you gotta apologize for being a dick. That's how I do it.
You don't apologize and you can't be a dick. By the way, you're not like allowed to be a dick. When people are like, if you were allowed to be a dick, you wouldn't have to apologize for it.
So I know. Well, also, I love that Gina and Emily are looking like the non-dicks in this episode. You're both dicks too, Gina. I know you had one good episode and I'll give you credit for that, but you, ma'am, are also a dick. So yeah, let's not forget about that. You know, and that's another thing. You can never forget on these shows. You're all dicks. Okay, and I can never let myself forget again.
You two were the ones snickering in the corner at Heather's birthday party about Gretchen's face, so don't forget. So now it's the morning in New Orleans. People are waking up. Jen wakes up with the voodoo doll in her bed, and she's like, well, I swear, I didn't stick a pin in the voodoo Jennifer to get Tamara out of here, but it's more peaceful here. Like, going home was the smartest thing she's ever done.
So thank you, Tamara. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for going home. And to my little doll Jennifer in bed with me, how did you get a Cut Fitness shirt? How did you get a Cut Fitness shirt and little pieces of Tamara's weave? That's crazy. That's crazy. Thank you. You look great.
The little doll is like, oh my God, I woke up next to my former fatty photo. So then...
It's a fanny photo.
Fanny photo. So she calls Ryan and she's like, oh my God, Ryan, have you been on social? We went to dinner and she was biting on everyone. And oh my God. And then Gina said, you're not going to sit at my table and come and slosh. And then she left. And then Gina tried to take the table home because she has kids. It was very, very dramatic.
And so then Gretchen calls Slade, who now has a mustache, and she's like,
okay,
oh,
listen, I know as someone who's also got an awkward mustache at the moment because of a middle-aged crisis, listen, I don't know that I'm pulling it off or not. I'm not going to be my own judge and jury. Some people pull it off, some people don't. Slade, you look like Ned Flanders. You've got it. You are totally Flandersing it up. You can't do this to yourself, Slade. The one thing you have going for you is that you're handsome. Get rid of the Flanders stash. No offense, Ned Flanders, because you're hot in your own way.
He can do a mustache, but not that mustache. That was a Flanders mustache because he already has Ned Flanders hair, and he honestly has Ned Flanders bone structure. So, like,
Hadley Doodley neighbor.
The worst Ned Flanders of all time, and Slade Smiley. Well, I mean, Ned Flanders, Slade Smiley, it sort of matches.
Name-wise, so yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So Gretchen's like, what in the serious hell, monkey, with this stash slate? I mean, I'm freaking exhausted. Dude, Tamara drops this bombshell that Katie tried to sell a story, and I feel like she was, like, trying to start a fight with me and Katie, and, like, then she says, I'm done. I'm, like, leaving. I'm quitting the show. Like, I don't even know if she's here.
Gretchen, I like when Gretchen tries to be smart and put stuff together. She's like, I felt like she was like trying to maybe start a fight with me and Katie. You think, Gretchen? Like, ding, ding, ding. You're on it. I was really on it.
Slade's like, yeah, her lies and manipulations are catching up with her. So I'm really loving this, keeping Slade like limited to like a single FaceTime per episode. Like they're doing a really strong job of just keeping the focus on Gretchen and not Slade, because Slade was always the one who dragged her down. And now that we have just really a focus on Gretchen, I'm actually a little surprised that she's not a full-fledged housewife, because she's really very central to this season. But I'm also glad, because if she were, then we'd have a lot more Slade, and it would be.
I thought she was a full-time housewife. She's a friend of.
Yeah, she doesn't have a. She doesn't have an opening card or anything. She's a friend of.
Oh, I thought she was a full-timer. The Slade thing is funny to me, because they're very tricky with keeping Slade off camera a lot, not letting him get in the mix, but then finding out in this episode how in the mix he really is. And that makes so much sense, you know, that he's really back there pulling all the strings, because it's very Slade what happens. So then we go to Katie talking to Matt, and she's telling us, I didn't tell Kiki Monique, period. I didn't do it. Katie, you are such a fucking liar.
Can't even with Katie.
Katie, in the same episode that she's found out, lies another 15 times.
She also, I mean, this is Katie's thing. She's like, I never said that. I never did that. Okay, I did that. And I'm really sorry. I really am sorry. But I won't do it again.
I really didn't do that. Do this other thing. Okay.
All right, you know what? I only did it to one person. Only one person. I only told Matt. And I'm sorry. I genuinely am sorry about that.
And then we get a pretty good look into this marriage, because she goes, we're going to see Gators today, Matt. And one of these bitches is going to push me in. I just know it. And he's like, you push them first. I was like, okay, well, now we see how you two are playing.
Yeah. So now in Shannon's room, Emily comes over, and Shannon's like in disarray as usual. Emily's like, you look stunning, princess.
Oh, well, did Tamara leave? Let's have a flashback to that moment.
And then we go to last night in the car, where Shannon's reading a text from Tamara that says, I'm leaving at 4 a.m. Come out with cameras.
No, you know what? No, I am not. I am not. You guys, I am not the ride or die. I am no longer Tamara Judge's ride or die. No. No, hold on one second. We do have to pull over at this door and get her a roast turkey, because she didn't get to eat. Okay, so I will bring that for her.
I'm not going to do just what she wants at the snap of her fingers at 4 a.m. I'm just not. But I was on the bar. I was standing on the bar texting Earl the Pearl about hurricanes. I mean, better late than never.
Unfortunately, it was the cocktail, and I showed him a picture, and he said, but what about the real hurricane? I said, this is a real hurricane. What, my drink doesn't count anymore? Really, Earl?
Oh, it just reminds me of Bali when she said, you'll never see me again. And we saw her right after. Who lips?
And then we see the flashback, which is so funny.
You'll never see me again.
And it's like all echoey, and she runs out of the resort.
Yeah. So Emily's like, it's time to go. We got to go see Gators. Are you manifesting? Can you manifest a hairbrush?
Oh. Yeah, because Shannon sees the time is 11:11.
11:11, manifest. I'm going to manifest maybe just a Snickers bar. I'm just a little bit hungry right now.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
At Matalan, the one you've been waiting for is here. The big sale is now even bigger, with up to 70% off in the final reductions. It's your chance to save big across women's, men's, kids, and home. Shop in store now or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
So now everyone's getting in the car to go Gator times, and Shannon's not ready yet. She's like looking for lashes, and Emily is like, did you guys see Tamara's post from the airport talking about mental health?
You know what? if you're a person who is working on mental health, you don't do it on Instagram.
You also don't join the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, and I think you do it on Instagram. I see everybody doing it on Instagram. They're, guys, I'm hurting today. Let's talk about it. That post was so Tamara. It's just like a picture of her giving a side face in the airport and saying,
hashtag mental health is important. Everybody's bullying me. Stop the bullying. Hashtag Trevor Project. It gets better, bitch. Gets better.
Mental health is health.
Oh yeah, well, only old fits have ladies on Instagram. She's having an old lady fit by doing it on Instagram. That's what old ladies do.
I think they really have the fits on Real Housewives. So then another car, Gretchen, is like,
she expects us to be all accountable.
And Katie's like, yeah, but like, then she starts. And if you do it back to her, she runs, which is true, which is that Tamara pokes and pokes and pokes. And the moment there's any sort of pushback, she has a meltdown and leaves.
Well, I can't believe how selfish it is for her to leave. I mean, I've been taking up for her. I've been standing up for her. When people say things, I say things back to them. How could she do this to me?
You know, as a big sister to her in the rich sister, poor sister program, I feel betrayed that my mentorship is being flung back in my face. As I was telling my friends, the Trilados, who have the winery, this poor person, I've put so much effort into her. I've bought her things like forks and knives and spoons and Entenmann's donuts. And this is how she repays me.
She's talking about Gina. Gina's like, wait a minute. Oh, why are we talking about my 2 year ago storyline?
My apologies.
But meanwhile, Katie is lying about this whole thing because I called the journalist.
And Gina tells us, yeah, she called this reputable journalist. She just looked up reputable journalist and found somebody. And they verified what Tamara is saying.
There's no journalist in Gina's Rolodex who I'm going to say is a reputable journalist. I'm just going to say that right now. Okay. You were not reaching out to Diane Sawyer. You're not reaching out to like the ghost of Mike Wallace. You're not doing any of these. You're just reaching out to another one of us.
I just want to know who this reputable journalist is. I have to know who it is. It's like the owner of like Silent Woman or something.
I know. It's just like some, I don't know, like, someone who has like a freelancer for like the Orange County Register or something like that. I don't know, which yeah. Actually would be reputable, but still, I just don't believe that Gina has access to reputable journalists.
Yeah, sorry. It's a hard pill.
All the other gossip bloggers and podcasters.
Yeah. So Shannon calls and she's like, oh my God, did you leave me? Why would you leave me? I was getting ready to go. I couldn't find my eyelash and now I'm supposed to figure out how to come to you. I don't know what am I supposed to do? Get on the bus. There's a bus here. I'm having a nervous breakdown over here.
We'll see you there.
It's this unexplained Shannon sobbing on the phone scene where they just like, okay, whatever, bye. And like we don't know why Shannon's sobbing. We don't know what's going on with her. We just know she's crying on the phone. And they're like, okay, standard. It's like 11 a.m. time for her breakdown.
You're just used to Shannon having a breakdown. I think she's crying because Emily just went up to get her and said, okay, meet us downstairs, and then left, just left Shannon because she took forever. Shannon's still expecting everyone to wait around, and they've decided, no, we're not doing that anymore. Well, I told her to be ready at noon.
Well, we're messing with crocodiles. I can only do one crisis at a time. All right? Tamara, we finally got rid of Tamara, and now we're going to have to stare at her Animal Kingdom version all day.
So they arrive at Airport Adventures.
Airboat.
Which is like, sorry, Airboat. Airport
Adventures. Get it right, Ben. Okay? We're trying to work in a tie-in with Airboat Adventures. Please.
Airboat Adventures. We are dressed like crocodiles. Actually, we're dressed like alligators today.
We are.
We're hoping to get a free tour with Airboat Adventures next time we go to New Orleans. Just putting it out there. So this guy, Jordan, he's the main guy. And they're all piling into their boat. He's one of those flat boats with a big, giant, like, fan on the back. And then Shannon's, like, in the car. And she's like,
driver, could you pull over? I need to do my lashes. Just please pull over. Oh, God. Where's the glue? I can't find the glue. David, where's the glue? Is it? Oh, my God. My eyelash glue is in my butt. I totally remember now. I sat on my eyelash glue. Oh, God, is there anyone who can pull it out?
It is funny that they actually pull over to the side of the road for her to do her eyelashes.
Oh, God, I can't find the glue now. Why can't I find the glue? Somebody call the girl. I need my eyelash glue. Where am I supposed to get the eyelash glue?
So back at the gator place, there's like a statue of a gator, and Emily's asking the important questions like, is this an actual size of an alligator? That's crazy. Do they eat burritos? Because I have one in my purse. Alligator, I'm the funny one on the show.
Is this the original alligator leg, or does this alligator have a new whip? The callback.
You guys, in Bali, I realized I was living in fear, and now I don't want to do that. I'm like, I can't think of anything scarier than murky water with alligators, so today I'm going to see if I can break through my fear.
Does she know how boats and alligators work? Does she know the alligator is not going to crawl into the boat and is not going to eat up the boat? Like, is she aware about how this process is going to go? Because she is really milking this fear moment a little bit too much, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the scariest thing about going to see alligators is like looking into an animal that you could turn into with like a week without moisturizer, if you really think about it.
I mean, like Lubriderm, those Lubriderm commercials always had that alligator slinking around.
Yeah.
It was so funny because watching this whole sequence with the alligators, it was like the first time I was like, oh, look, that alligator's kind of cute. And I realized, oh, that's because I'm watching The Real Housewives of Orange County and the alternate is just a look over at like Heather Dubrow. I'm like, honestly, Heather Dubrow and the rest of these ladies make the alligators look cute just because they're just so scary. Not that they're ugly. They're beautiful. They're scary, though. And make the like, oh, look at that cute, cuddly alligator. Just wants to swim around all day and enjoy itself.
Yeah. So we get on the boat and Shanna's still not there. And Emily's like, my pet peeve is people being late. We're leaving. Let's leave Shannon. Let's leave her. And Shannon arrives in some very high heels for some reason for an alligator boat. And we just get a uts. And she's like, hi. Sorry,
girls. Sorry, alligators. Sorry, person on a boat. Are you single? Listen, I've always wanted a man with a giant fan in the back of his car. So this actually could work. Are my eyelashes correct? Oh, hold on. My butt wants to wink at you. It's still there. I couldn't get it off. It was super glue. The driver gave me lash super glue. So these aren't coming off for a while.
Wait a second. Is that John Jansen's son over there? Oh, hi. Oh, you know what? It was just a rock sticking out of the swamp. Sorry.
Hi, alligator. Hey, I'm a boat person, too. Yeah, I have a boat.
Alligator, I love your shirts. In fact, I gave John Jansen several of your shirts. Is this the Lacoste factory? No? Oh, okay. My bad.
And Gina's really mad.
So Shanna's like,
oh, wait, we can't leave. What if I need my coat? What if it suddenly gets freezing cold in the middle of Alligator Village? Please, somebody get my coat. Okay, thank you.
So everybody's what mad.
What if it gets freezing cold in the middle of a sunny bayou in the American South?
What if it starts snowing in this alligator swamp? Does anybody have sunscreen?
Oh, should we sing some Christmas carols? It feels like a winter wonderland here in the bayou.
I can see Sarah Palin's backyard, which is crazy. Gina, are you mad? Are you mad, Gina? Gina's like, this is something that genuinely creates anxiety for me. I have anxiety. That's my storyline. I couldn't get money. So anxiety and I'm really stressed out.
Gina, on the heels of announcing that she was no longer going to live with fear, is now turning this scene into somehow an expression of her anxiety.
Oh my God, this is so hard for me to be on a flat-bottom tourist boat around animals that can't reach me. Okay, this is hard.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's because of the water. Well, it's not you. It's me. Oh, yeah. It must be you're afraid of water. I get it. And, well, I do still feel bad. Like, I was late. Just, no, you should feel bad because you were late, you know, and you're always late. And I could get eaten by a crocodile today and people having fights and being late. And it's just like too many things. I hate when people fight, which is why I called the reporter. I just hate conflict.
First of all, it's an alligator, not a crocodile, Gina. And second of all, we should be so lucky if you got eaten by one today during this show. So Shannon's
the first person to ever get spit back out.
I know, that's the thing.
You're going to need some more scalp treatments, honey. Like a bitchy alligator. It's like, I'm not eating that.
Alligator's like, I feel bad. So Shannon's
like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I had an anxiety attack. So if you want to play the anxiety game, well, let's double or nothing, bitch, because I had an actual anxiety attack that was based off of real things. I'm going to link mine to a DUI. So enjoy your alligator anxiety. Mine is related to DUI and by extension, John Jansen.
I couldn't even breathe. Am I breathing right now? Has somebody hold glass under my nose? Am I breathing? Have I died?
And then she tells us, oh, ever since my DUI, I've been having anxiety attacks. I haven't had time to process it. How much time do you fucking need? How many martinis do you need to process your DUI? You got a DUI. You could have killed somebody. You had a house. You had a fucking DUI with your dog in the car. Why do we have to feel sorry for you for having a DUI? That is the craziest shit I've ever heard. She talks like she's just come back from NOM for a year. She's like, well, after everything I've gone through, you did it to yourself.
I haven't had time to process it, even though I spent all last year processing it on TV.
So they're like, okay, fine. So they start speeding through the bayou, looking at gators. And of course, Heather's like, I don't like it. I do not like this at all. I don't like this. Too fast. I don't want to be on water in the first place. And now we're gliding by a shipwreck. I was like, that is so mean to say that about Gina. That's really not. Just like, try to get along with her.
But I like that they show an actual boat that's just capsized for no reason. We never find out what it is. It's not like a pirate set piece. I thought they were going to cut to like a set piece of a pirate ship, but it's just someone's boat that's tipped over. It's like, this doesn't bode well. This does not bode. Do you understand? So they see something flip in the water and, then we see an alligator and Gina's like, oh my God, I don't like that at all. I'm trying to be brave, but like, I'm feeling anxiety right now. Oh my God. Even that alligator is mad that Shannon's neat.
It's like a small, cute alligator basking in the sun on the side. It's like, and they're all like, oh my God, it's like a baby. It's a tiny, cute alligator. And she's like, oh my God, no, my God. This is like really hard from like my post-battle anxiety. Like, I can't do this anymore.
I called a very reputable journalist and he said the alligators were coming to kill us all.
So when a little baby starts coming at them and they're like, oh my God. And then Gina's like, oh my God, where's the mom and the dad? Hey, how many of you share a room?
And Kitty goes, it looks vacant and small. I'm like, that's sort of what I say about Gretchen, right? She's like, I want to see a real one. So then there's one in the water and then Gina's like, oh my God, where's the mom and the dad? Is the mom like really crazy and like screwing everyone up with like divorce papers and stuff? And the guy's like, well, actually with alligators, every male is a deadbeat dad.
Oh, well, oh, a little John Jansen in the bayou today, huh?
Now Tamara can just refer to Slade as an alligator. She doesn't have to say deadbeat anymore.
Funny one, queen of snarkasm.
Well, the mother will protect the nest. You know, that's how moms are. And Heather's like, that resonates. That resonates. I will protect my nest as well. Hey, alligator, you should write an autobiography. We'll have a party for it at Nobu. It's going to be amazing.
Is that alligator's nest within view of Drake alligator's nests? Just wondering.
Gina's like, wow, like the more you just like sit here with alligators, like the more comfortable you are with them. Like, yeah, you all seem fine with Tamara. I mean, my God, I know, that's like the most horrifying creature on this channel. And everyone's just fine with Tamara now, you know, even when Tamara comes in screaming and yelling, you just get used to it.
Yeah, but also you're not like swimming in the murky waters with these alligators. You're on a flat boat and perfectly safe. So you don't get any sort of like Medal of Honor for just like going on a very standard tourist experience.
Yeah. So back at the hotel, Emily calls Shane while she's in bed with Gina. And Shane's like, what? She's like, oh, you don't look very excited to see me. I'm busy. I'm busy over here, okay? He's like, yeah, thanks for calling. What are you, busier than me? I've got kids. I've got family. I've got workers here. She's like, oh, he really misses me. Oh.
Yeah. And then she talks about, she's asking questions about Luke. She's talking about like his ARFID and like, you know, the link to autism. And she feels really guilty being on this trip. And Shane's like, well, I have dogs and workers and kids. It's a lot going on here. And lots of humor too. God, America, isn't he just so funny?
Yeah, it's like, love you. Say it back, Shane. And he just hangs up on her. So now let's go to Bourbon House Seafood. Emily is wearing these heels that looks like she's been captured by pirates and is about to be thrown overboard. I've never seen heels with like manacles. Like it looked like she was chained to something. They were huge, thick manacles on the ankles. But
I did not see them.
You do. You know, Orange County fashion is like Gina being around alligators, where you just get used to it and you stop noticing it as much.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's totally normal.
I mean, Emily is definitely going for some looks this season. There's that one confessional look where I was like, oh, well, this is a choice, Emily.
You know, what is it? The one with her hair in the top ponytail or something? She needs to not do that. What is that look? Look, like I think Emily's a beautiful... She's a beautiful woman. I really do think that. But her, she looks like a shrunken head or something with that in that look.
I don't know what it is.
It's weird.
It's not a hit. It's not a hit. So they go and Heather is like, ooh, fried oysters. That's what New Orleans is known for, right? I love it. They call these... What I love about this is people say I live in my own world around rich people, but would a rich person, would someone like that ever come to New Orleans and order a poor boy sandwich? I don't think so. I'll have one of the poor boys, please. Now, do these sandwiches, can they be hired as servants? Can the poor boys drive cars? Ma'am.
We call these Alfredo sandwiches at home. Just stuff Alfredo full of shrimp and call it a staff meal. Okay. And Emily's like, wow, really lovely. Really lovely, isn't it? Everybody, like Heather said, oh, it's so lovely. I'm so fancy. I ordered fried oysters. I'm going to put a fried oyster in my purse. She's like, stop making fun of me. Sometimes I feel like you say things to me that if I said to you, it wouldn't be okay, Emily. She's like, oh, I can take a joke. Can we please order Emily some size 12 jeans? How dare you? How dare you?
No, I can take a joke. I can take a joke. Okay, good, because your hair looks like Snuffleupagus today. Snuffleupagus! How dare you? How dare you?
And Gina's like choking on something and making a big scene. And Heather's like, are you choking? Your peristolstice isn't working. What's happening? What is peristolstice, by the way? Peristolstice.
I don't know what peristalsis is, but in 1997, I did film a television pilot called Emergency Doc, and it was Emergency, Doc, and it was me with Patrick Dempsey smiling at each other, and I did have a very funny line where I said, your peristalsis isn't working, because otherwise, you'd be making out with me. Unfortunately, CBS did not pick it up to order.
Actually, let me confirm. Peristalsis is a series of wave-like muscle contractions that move food through the digestive tract and other tubular organs like the esophagus and the ureters. It's an involuntary process that's crucial for digestion. See Sutton Strack on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I'm still not on, and I'm very upset about.
what's so funny is that Heather's having this like this sort of stern moment with Emily, and I bet in her mind she's thinking, this is great, this will be the centerpiece of the episode, but it's just like treated as this like random backdrop to like Gina like hacking up along, like she's like choking on an oyster, and you just hear like Gina's like being a fool, but then you just hear Heather scolding Emily, and she's like, da 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 da. Like, it's just like how Shannon was just sobbing on the phone, and no one's like, oh, that's just what Shannon does. It's like Heather scolding Emily.
How dare you? It's very offensive when you are mean to me. I could do mean things to you. For example, you ask so many questions. For example, I have a question. That's you, Emily. That's my imitation of you. How about dem apples? How does that make you feel?
And Emily's like, okay, Heather, I'm sorry.
Thank you. That is all I needed. Thank you. Oh, God, all in a day's work. That's a top-rated episode right there.
Which reminds me of the time I was in a pilot with Drew Carey called All in a Day's Work. Unfortunately, I was recast by Nancy Travis.
It was literally all in one day's work. So that's not one of my proudest moments. Where's she? Where's Emily Travis? Where's Nancy Travis now? Nowhere. Okay. Nowhere. Well, hey, can I have some milk just to see if Nancy Travis's picture is on the back? Great. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations, Nancy Travis. No one knew for a long time if your name was Travis Nancy or Nancy Travis. Firsty.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Gina's like, what have I died listening to Emily fight with Heather Dubrow? What have I died? Like, I can't.
Okay, so they go to the table. They start talking about Tamara. Like, where is she? Has anybody talked to her? And Gina's like, no, but when she left, she brought up a rumor that was really horrible. And like, I was swinging your way, Katie, but like, I don't know what to do now. But in my heart, like, I gotta know. So I called the journalist.
And you just see Katie's face like, oh God. Oh God, I'm already caught. Can I just have one oyster?
Yeah, last night I said, what is happening? And he said that Kiki and Katie went to lunch. And 7 minutes into lunch, Katie said, like, on Naked Wasted that, like, Gretchen suspected that, like, she had been, like, roofied and, like, she went to the hospital.
And Katie goes, that didn't happen, though. It was happy hour, not lunch. This whole story just needs to be dismissed.
It's a very credible journalist, Katie. Okay. Like, very, very, very credible. Like, this journalist served in Iraq. Okay. Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, it was Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein level. I mean, we really got there.
I love that Gina would know that.
Yeah. Gretchen's like,
but that credible journalist, if they're credible, quoted it, unquoted it, then why didn't they call me? Like, nobody called me about it.
And Gina's like, well, no, they didn't call you because they're not going to print it because they know it's on the air. They know it's on the air, so they're not going to print it.
And she goes, if it's a lie, then why are we talking about it? She's like, well, if you don't care, then, like, if that she sat at lunch and said that about you, then, like, what do I care? And Gretchen's like, I need proof. I need proof, and this is the truth.
And Heather's like, well, you have Kiki's number. Why don't you use it? And Shannon goes, well, text her. Text her and walk to another room. Walk to another room and call her. And if you have to cry to her, you can do that too. I've done that many times. So Jen is like, yeah, you need to go give her a heads up.
Kiki, I don't know if Kiki. I can actually call her. I mean, I do have her phone number, but, you know, it's just time differences. There's that. You know, like, I don't know. How will she know it's me?
I'm afraid, you know, I'm Verizon. She's AT&T. I'm not sure you can really.
It's very difficult. I'm out of minutes. That, so. I'm out of minutes. Is there a Wi-Fi in here? If only there was Wi-Fi in here, I could call her.
I'm just not getting any reception.
Yeah, right now. It's rough. It's
funny. My phone just doesn't work.
Yeah. My phone doesn't work. Whoops. My phone died. Sorry, everybody. Well, here's a battery. My phone fell in water. It's waterproof. Okay. My phone has been stepped on by me. I can't.
Oh, unfortunately, my phone was trampled by a Mardi Gras parade passing by in the streets. So it cannot be used.
If I were Katie, I would be calling her and I would be saying, Kiki Monique, why did you say this? I just don't know why my friend wouldn't clear this up with my other friends. This is very important. What is going on with my friend?
And honestly, at this point, like, they should be saying, let's remember the whole reason why this came up. This entire thing came up because Tamara was trying to turn Katie and Gretchen against each other. It was to serve a maniacal, evil plan to just ruin friendships. That's what this was for. And it was to get revenge on Katie for perceived slights that Tamara feels. And so, like, whether Katie did say it or didn't say it, the fact that they are giving it so much credence and getting so mad about it is actually just supporting Tamara. And I think that's why Gretchen just doesn't want to even touch it. She's like, I'm not going to fall into Tamara's plan of having you guys turn against me. Even if she did say this, I'm just not going to let on that I said it or care or whatever. And then Gina's like, Katie's like, Gina says, do you need blood? Like, think to yourself, do you ever tell a story? Do you ever tell a story? And Katie's like, well, you told us that, you know, you told us that story at Mastro's. She said that to Gretchen because Gretchen apparently sat them all down. And Katie tells us that Jen, Ryan, Gretchen, Slade, Matt, and her all went to Mastro's and Gretchen.
Mastro's. God, so much shit goes down at Mastro's on these shows.
Yeah.
So much Always. Shit goes and down at
Javier's,
Mastro's.
Mastro's. Anything that's in that like Costa Mesa mall, it's gonna happen. Or is it gonna find Spectrum?
And Jen's like, yeah, she said she was really sick from drinking. That's what I remember her saying. I mean, was that conveyed to be more? Was it more than that? And Jen's like, listen, she never said she was roofied. I was sitting right there, and we all know that I remember things. We all know that. And Katie's like, okay, audience, I'm gonna use Heather's line. Let me be clear. Okay. Gretchen said she felt sick. She went to the hospital. They did a toxicology report and they found drugs in her system. There. That's it. I said it. Okay. But you're kind of outing yourself because that's basically saying she got roofied. So then who did tell Kiki Monique that told this other guy? It was you. So why are you still lying about it?
But it's not quite the same as saying you got roofied because it still offers some wiggle room. Like there was drugs she had. Maybe it was medication. Maybe it was something else. Like she drank, and maybe there was a reaction. Who knows?
But if you tell a group of people that night at Naked Wasted, I went to this thing. They plied me with drinks. I got so sick. I had to go to the hospital. I had them run a toxicology report and they did in fact find drugs in my system. That's accusing somebody of roofing. To me, that's a pretty clear cut case.
It's very close, but I think that in the court of housewives, you still have wiggle room out of that. And in fact, they all are using this. They're all like roofie was probably not ever said. And so that's where it's like, well, she never said roofied. And that's why Katie's like, I never said roofied. What it is was that there was drugs in the system. And the implication is roofie. But if you drill down, it actually could not mean that at all. But letting it hang there, which is a classic housewives move, is an implication that they all then go and run with.
So Gina's like, well, everyone keeps coming into my ears about Katie, and I like Katie, and I feel like you don't want me to like her. Oh no, Gretchen says that. Sorry, and Gina's like, yeah, but I was open. Like you came to me about Tamara, and I was open, and I listened to you. But then when I came to you about, this, you're not open, and it makes me think that maybe you did say something to Katie, Gretchen. And then Gretchen's like, oh. You guys defend your friend Tamara and I can't defend my friend. And I'm just like, well, we hold Tamara accountable. You will hold Katie accountable. Hold her accountable.
You literally never hold Tamara accountable. You
never.
Just follow her around. We've watched for season after season as Tamara has like gone after people like Shannon, etc. And like you don't hold her accountable in the same way. You may give her like a slap on the wrist here or there, but you don't hold her accountable. So Gretchen is like,
Katie hasn't done anything to me. Tamara has done something to everyone at this table.
And it like hits them all like boom, 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 boom. And they still don't think to themselves, wow, yeah, Tamara's garbage. We shouldn't be friends with her anymore. They think, okay. Well, anyway, moving on.
Gretchen's like, no, I can't eat. When I'm with these people, I can never eat. I just want to believe my friend and not the person who's proven to be a liar and a manipulator and conniving person. Like, who are you going to believe, America? And so Heather's like, wow, you know what? We've been scared and we've been honest about this with you, Katie. We're just very, very terrified of you because what's next? What is going to happen next?
I can promise you the truth will come out. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for coming to New Orleans. We're all going to be traveling back a little bit lighter.
No, we've eaten so many beignets. And scene. Great episode, guys.
It's going to go down as one of the Heather Dubrow, Emily, whatever her name is, fights of the century.
I'm so glad we were able to find peace and resolve after that vicious trailer centering fight that Heather, that Emily and I had about how she makes fun of me and how she can't take a laugh.
So now we go back to Orange County and we get the like, oh, everybody is getting reacquainted with their loved ones. Jen is telling Ryan she wrote a cock and he's like, wow. Huh?
It explains last week when we're like cock, but it's a bull. But it's a bull. Why are they calling it a cock? Because it was a mechanical bull that they put like chicken feathers on, so that they could call it a cock. Sorry, just wanted to clarify. Just wanted to circle back to a loose end from last week. Thank you so much, everyone. We're very reputable journalists ourselves.
Lots of apologies today. Yeah, we're the reputable journalists.
We're like we're in the province here.
And Ryan's like, wow, you wrote a cock. Maybe tonight you could try writing it. Shut up. So then Shannon calls Sophie and it's like, well, I just got back from New Orleans. So Sophie, you can't hear me. You can't hear Sophie. Are you there? Sophie, go outside and listen. It's your mother. Sophie, go outside. Oh, God, Sophie, just have another cocktail, okay? And then Sophie just lifts a beer up to the camera. It's like, yeah, Mom. It's so fun. Are you driving a car right now? You are hilarious.
Oh, I remembered that when you do this, I have to laugh to show that this is funny to me and I'm not reflecting on how lonely I am in my house right now and how I can't drink when the cameras are here. Otherwise, I face the judgment of the American people. So I'll just laugh because I'm so happy. I'm happy person.
So Gina gives her kids gator gear and like, oh my God, that's gross, Mom. She's like, oh, look at that. You can use it as a nose picker. And then we get very dramatic music, but they're still playing the old B-roll footage of like hot people doing things. It's like, someone has died. And it's like a hot shirtless guy playing basketball. You guys might need some more depressing B-roll footage if we're going to play this music.
The best part was, they showed these hot guys shirtless playing basketball, and this hot guy goes and he like does like a layup and just totally misses the basket. I was like, oh.
Oh, well, maybe it was more of a fitting intro to a Tamra scene.
Just missing the layup. Like, you can be hot, but you just got immortalized as someone who can't get the ball in the basket.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer for Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifah.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.